now, let's find out what's making news in the US for the Kia Sportage with a $1,000 factory bonus.
Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
This story has sat us all back. Mark Philippoussis' dad.
Feel the same way, yeah. The father of Mark Philippoussis, Nick, is due in court in San Diego tomorrow, facing 16 counts initially of alleged child molestation. That is just the opening court slate against the 68-year-old who taught his son tennis in Australia back in the day. Of course, Mark went on to being a top 10 tennis star, playing in Davis Cup and being runner-up at the US Open and at Wimbledon. The scud, as he was called, for his strength back in those days. Now this, there was a surprise morning raid at the father's San Diego home. He didn't know they were planning it, say police, and Nick Philippoussis now is being held on $3 million bail. Two children he was coaching in tennis are behind the initial complaints, apparently, and police Lieutenant Greg Ranastam says they're seeking more information. They think there could be more alleged victims.
Yeah, we're in the very preliminary stages of an investigation.
Yeah, the two who have come forward so far are aged under 14, but police are not saying just how young they are or if they are boys or girls. One charge is under a law that usually relates to a child under 10. Neighbours in that San Diego area are stunned, says Eddie Buenventura, who lives nearby.
This is a big surprise to me because I didn't know that he's about like that, you know.
He says only yesterday there were three young children at that house. Police say there is no evidence that Mark Philippoussis is in any way involved, so put that right in there. Clearly more will be learned from the court appearance tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll find out in about 24 hours. It's a head-scratching case, Richard, a head-scratching case. What's happened up in Boston on the water?
Well, we're talking about Old Ironsides. This is the great sailing vessel, oldest sailing ship in the world that still is in service. That's what they call USS Constitution, the Old Ironsides. The great wooden vessel is a three-masted frigate coming up to its 220th birthday. And after some repairs, it's back out on the water this week. It was first launched in 1797 and fought in some famous battles, says naval historian Marguerite de Say.
She is the oldest sailing vessel in the world that can still sail under her own power, and she is the beginning of the United States Navy.
Yeah, I saw this vessel in dry dock just a few months ago. It was back in the War of 1812 that she got her nickname, as she proved to be such a survivor before taking on the British. She was challenging the French pirate ships. For the last couple of years, she's been in dry dock undergoing these repairs, still impressive. But now she is back in the water, says Commanding Officer Robert DeRosa.
So by doing this restoration project, we're ensuring that we're going to continue on being a part of the Navy, a part of the fleet. We still have a mission of telling the Navy story.
Yeah, they do these repairs about every 20 years, replacing 100 hull planks in this occasion and installing lots of other parts. These days the ship is used for special events, still crewed by active duty Navy sailors, so that'd be a cool deployment, wouldn't it? Got to say, if you find any joy in classic sailing ships, this is a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing. We'll look out for the pictures. Richard, thank you. Have a chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.